And he told KPCW he's delighted to add 79 more affordable units from Park City Heights into the city's stock of affordable housing. He said that council, in Thursday's discussion, were inclined to prefer a smaller unit or 2 to 3 bedrooms, but the developers from Ivory Homes said they've seen an interest in larger units, and he said the so-called bandwidth of affordable units ranges from $250,000 to $400,000.
The 3 and 4 bedrooms, of course, would be at the high end of that bandwidth. So you're talking, you know, $350,000 to $400,000 probably, or $300,000 to $400,000. And then, of course, the 1 and 2 bedrooms are going to be at the lower end of the bandwidth, the $250,000 to $300,000. So, you know, where do we had this discussion, you know, gosh, we'd like to sort of focus on the smaller end of things because that, you know, conceptually seems like it would fit our demographic and people who are looking for homes. And the builders were saying, well, you know, actually, we're getting a lot of inquiry and a lot of calls, and people are very interested in the 3 and sometimes 4 bedroom units. So I guess that sweet spot for affordability, which would make sense from the middle class housing stock component, is the 350-400 range.
He said for this year they're doing 10 affordable units, with a majority of those being larger units. With 79 affordable units total, the developers said they've had about 320 inquiries. In choosing between applicants, Henney said a lottery might be used.
The Ivory folks and Troy, who handles the inquiry and the sales, he said that there's a vetting process that goes on. A lot of people aren't qualified. They need to get their credit. They need to improve their credit. They need to get pre-qualified. So out of that 300, you're going to eliminate a lot of people, not eliminate, but you're going to delay their qualification. So again, we're in the initial phase of this. We're going to see how it goes with this initial build, and we're going to make adjustments as we go. We hope not to have to be in a position where we have to run a lottery, but that's an option. If we have 10 candidates for every one unit, you know, a lottery would make sense.
Another concern was whether affordable residents might be challenged by the fees charged by a homeowners association. Henney admitted they saw that problem in some of the big hotel projects in Empire Canyon.
This is a little different in that there's a overall homeowners unit that takes care of some of the common issues like insurance and landscaping and the clubhouse, the group center that they're going to have there, the common area clubhouse. So that's the homeowners unit that kind of affects everyone. But then within that, there are going to be sub-homeowner units which are specific to each category of housing, which I think is great because that means if you're in the affordable townhouse housing component, those are the people you'll be working with to set your homeowner fees. So there's not the ability of some master homeowner association to raise the fees for that subgroup.
He was also asked about tailings on site, but he said the developers took care of that.
You know, down on the lower portion where it comes down toward the rail trail and out onto the Richardson Flat Road there, they did have some tailings, which they have taken care of. They've trucked it off to Tooele or dumped it out in wherever they're allowed to dump it.
Well, they kept it on site. Still, I mean, the fact that they're not required to disclose it, I mean, any concern that at least it's an ethical requirement? I mean, because if you're within that soils ordinance boundary, you do know that there are tailings underground, you know, underneath you.
We're in touch with them, and we have people who understand the situation there, Jim Blankenau and folks within the city, and I haven't heard any concern on their part.
On another topic, the council members approved $20,000 to help the Soul Sports Company relocate in Park City. And he said Thursday the company's moving from the basin into the city, and he was concerned that smacked a little of cannibalism. But he was glad to hear that the city's economic development manager, Jonathan Weidenhammer, had met with the county's economic development director, Jeff Jones, and the county was okay with the move.
You know, they feel like it's a really good fit to have Soul Poles in the city for all the reasons that Soul Poles wants to be in the city. It just makes sense. And that they'll easily bring businesses to fill the spot that they're vacating. And so, you know, right now, in this particular instance, everybody's happy. But ideally, it would be great if Soul Poles was coming from some other state instead of some other county that we border up against. You know, I don't really want to draw businesses from Wasatch and Summit County that are on the outskirts of Park City.
Park City Council Member Tim Henney. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.